Sirius Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee and Jack Nussbaum for Irfu Shlema Ochol Yisrael, the merit that all those looking for a Shidduch should find their Basher. Continue, last night we spoke about HaMechadish B'chol Yom, HaMechadish B'tuvo B'chol Yom. The notion of B'tuvo, the original reason why Hashem created the world, was out of his sense of Tov, altruism, benevolence. He had no need, but he wanted us to derive the pleasure of a connection with him, and that was the Tov, that was the good. Our loyal, faithful Gabbai, Stuart, reminded me that's also how we begin benching. Hazanas ha'ulam kulo b'tuvo b'chein b'chesed v'rachamim. And it's the exact same thing. Hazanas ha'ulam kulo, Hashem sustains, He nourishes the entire world. And how does He do it? Not with a sense of justice or vengeance, not with a sense of strictness, not in order to deprive us, but rather He does so b'tuvo with His goodness. And the greatest goodness He can give is our capacity to connect with Him. Some mistakenly believe, some mistakenly were taught, that religion is all about sacrifice and compromise. It's restrictive, it constricts our lives. It's all about what you have to give up, the pleasures that you have to forfeit and surrender. Your happiness is not important, just be an Eved Hashem. But it fails to recognize that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason the Almighty created a world, in the world, words of David HaMelech and Tehillim, are lehis aneg al Hashem, to get high on God. Lehis aneg hitpael, to feel the pleasure and to get high. Not on something counterfeit or artificial, not on something which is fleeting or temporary, but to get high on what is the most authentic, namely, lehis aneg al Hashem. The Ramchal and Mesilas Hashem expands on this pasuk of David HaMelech. It's the exact opposite that too many were taught. The world and our lives are not about what we give up or what we get. Not about having to live a restrictive life, but having to tap into the greatest pleasure in life, which of course is Torah, living Torah, learning Torah, and connecting to Hashem. So that's what it means, Mechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom. He's Mechadesh the Tuvo of Chol Yom. Every day has such Tov. Every day has goodness. Tamuro Kitov Hashem. Just taste it and you'll see Kitov Hashem. All you have to do is have your antenna extended. If you live life, all you have to do is be awake and look around, and you see the goodness, the pleasantness, the greatness, the joy, the meaning, the purpose that life offers. That is the tov, the good that is in life. And our attitude towards Torah and mitzvah should not be what we have to give up, but what we get. Not that it's taking anything away, but it's adding meaning and purpose to our lives. That is the tov. HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom. Hazanas ha'olam kulo b'tuvo, Hashem sustains the whole world. The whole reason we're here, the reason He created a world, and the whole reason He put us here, is to benefit from His tov. We continue, ka'amur le'oseh orim gedolim, as it says, le'oseh orim gedolim, praise Him, praise Hashem who made the great lights, ki li olam chasto, that Hashem's chesed endures forever. This is a pasuk from Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav, the halal agadol. The two columns, Kili Olam Chasto, and the Nefesh HaChaim says, note it says, not She'asa bit le'oseh orim gedolim, as we previously noted, Nefesh HaChaim, Rechaim V'lajner says, God didn't create a world in the past, but rather le'oseh. It's an ongoing process of creation and recreation, and that is the chesed. His greatest chesed is that we can create and recreate. That a person should never feel, I'm done, I'm complete, I'm fixed. It is what it is. I am what I am. This is what the world has to offer. But you have to live lives. Ki li olam chasto, Hashem's greatest kindness is le'oseh. That we can continue to create and recreate ourselves. That we can always believe our best is yet to come. That each day presents new opportunity. Ki li olam chasto, the chesed that people do for one another, because it's done by people, it's temporary. It's not lasting. But ki le'olam chasto, Hashem's chesed, chasdo, His chesed is le'olam, it's forever. Because we're mere mortals, because we're finite, the goodness, the kindness we show only lasts as long as we do. But Hashem, who is immortal, ki le'olam, His chasto, His chesed is le'olam, it is for good, it is for on and on. The word olam also shares the same root as the word ne'olam, hidden. And perhaps it occurred to me, maybe you could suggest, Kili Olam Chasto doesn't just mean that His kindness endures forever, but oftentimes His kindness is hidden from us. The Olam, the world we live in, He is hidden, so much is hidden. Le Olam, forever, and also Ne'alam. We spoke about Zorea Tzedakos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants seeds that will sprout into kindness. We don't always see it right before us. So there are all kinds of kindnesses. Who knows the near accident that we just missed? Who knows the disease that, thank God, was a near miss from contracting? Who knows? Who knows so much? Who knows so much? We only know what we see, observe, and what we can sense. But ki li olam chasto, his chesed is ne'elam. His greatest chesed is not what we can see and measure. His greatest chesed is what is hidden, what's beneath the surface and beneath what meets our eye that we don't even necessarily know. So le'oseh orim dolim, he creates these great, great luminaries, these great lights that we can see, we can admire, that can create awe. But ki li olam chasto, even though that which we don't see is also a function of his great chesed.